The plan would eliminate what's known as the personal property tax, which businesses pay on items like furniture and other equipment. It passed the legislature's budget committee Wednesday, where Republicans who run the panel previously set aside $200 million in state funding to offset the lost tax revenue for local governments. But the money would be in an account controlled by them. Milwaukee Democrat Evan Goyke says it shouldn't be.
I would be okay with repealing the personal property tax if this game, if this maneuver that Republicans are using this time and haven't used in previous repeals was not in place, because it lacks the certainty and timeliness to local units of government.
Republicans say they structured the plan that way to try to avoid a partial veto by Governor Tony Evers. The governor has not said whether he supports the plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.